Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. It's good to be with you as always. And I'm excited about having a member of the Office of Homeland Security on the show. This is the first time for us. It's also the first time for Al Martinez-Fonce to join us. Al is the Special Assistant to the Secretary for Private Sector. Al, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be here with you.
It's good to have you here. And I understand that... That you got a little bit of recognition back in 2002 yourself.
Yes, I did. The same year that you received your award, I was a small business advocate by the SBA in 2002 for the southwestern region of the United States. I was living in El Paso at the time.
Right. Congratulations.
So quite a great honor.
Congratulations on that. And of course, we have many other things in common, one of which is we're both incredibly handsome, right, Al?
Yes. That's absolutely.
That was the other thing there.
My wife tells me that all the time.
Exactly. Yeah, I hear that all the time. Al, folks, Al has what I'm excited about Al being part of the Homeland Security operation about is and especially since he is in charge of the private sector initiative there at Homeland Security is because of his background. He's been a banker for a number of years. He's had a very successful and storied background and sometimes storied background in banking, but he's had a lot of hats. But one of the things I know he's most proud of is Al, you spent a lot of time helping small business owners. Tell us about that.
Yes, I have. Jim, I had the opportunity during my 30-year career with J.P. Morgan Chase and its some of its predecessors working with an organization called Acción. Acción International is the largest micro-lending program really in the world, some $500 million worth of loans in Latin America, average loan $610. And then the spinoff of that into the United States approximately 10 years ago, I helped get it started in San Antonio, and then subsequently, as we spun Acción USA out of Acción International, I became chairman of it until such time as I joined the government a little bit over 2 years ago. And these government jobs are quite demanding, right. And so I gave up even my not-for-profit type of work, but it's kind of in my blood to do work with small businesses, and again, in this particular case, with Acción, it's what we call micro-entrepreneurs, so really sort of the smallest of the small businesses.
Right. Well, and on behalf of small businesses, we thank you for being one of the people that we can count on. As you know, small businesses have to count on that kind of those kinds of loans for our future because we can't go to the capital markets like the big companies can.
No, absolutely.
And so we're glad to know that somebody who knows the challenges that we have in small businesses is part of Homeland Security. But you know, Al, when most people think of Homeland Security, we think of finding the terrorists and protecting us from terrorists. And other than the fact that, you know, small businesses want to be protected from terrorism like everybody else, why does a Homeland Security department have a private sector office?
Well, let me tell you that I think I have, and I used to say this all the time to Secretary Ridge, and I now say it to Secretary Chertoff. You know, they have clearly the most important job in this department. And by the way, I'd say one of the most important jobs in the U.S. government. But I think I have the most interesting job in the department. And this is very unique, not just in the department, but within the U.S. government. One of the major roles that I play within the department is to be an advocate for the private sector. That position doesn't really exist anywhere else. The Department of Commerce has something similar. The Department of State has something somewhat akin to it. But, you know, I literally will, stand up to the secretary at a meeting and say, Mr. Secretary, this is going to hurt America's business. This is going to hurt our economic ability.
Good for you.
This is going to put a tax, whether it's direct or indirect, or it's going to put a cost on businesses. And by the way, one of the things I have is I have three economists on my staff so that we can calculate what some of those things cost.
Well good for you, Al.
So that's why I think my job is so unique.
Well, folks, this is one of the things that my audience has heard me talk about in the past is the importance of bringing in to the government people who are not politicians, people who are not bureaucrats, people who have made a payroll on Friday. Al, we need more people like you in Washington, D.C., and I want to thank you for leaving the private sector and becoming part of the government. We need folks like you up there.
Well, thank you very much, and I take all that compliment very humbly. But what I have found is two things. One is some very, very hardworking people within the government that are really getting back to our main issue of, you know, protecting small business and all that, that are working towards making sure that we can stay safe.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk about that right after these messages. We're going to talk about what the Homeland Security Office has in store for you and me to get help us make sure that we're ready for the next potential disaster. And we're going to talk a little bit about business, too, with our new friend, Al Martinez-Fonce. Right after these messages, it's 20 Till. Stay with us.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance need the cover of October sky.
Great singer, great song.
And all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes.
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're back. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Al Martinez-Fonce is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's Special Assistant to the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, I should say. And Al, thank you again for being with us. Give us the website, please.
Jim, the website that has been up and running now for nearly 2 years is www.ready.gov.
All right.
And if you go to
Gov, that's the website for Homeland Security?
That's a DHS.gov.
Okay.
And by the way, you can get there as well through DHS.gov. But this is one specifically that is geared towards making sure that the country can be ready, that we are prepared. One of our biggest challenges, we talked earlier about my earlier banking career, you know, at J.P. Morgan Chase, at the time we had some, you know, 30 million clients, one out of every 10 Americans. Well, what I find now that I'm in the government is every American is my client. And so the government really has to reach out to every single person. And so at ready.gov, the original site was the one that was about preparedness, general preparedness, family. Remember the, you know, have a plan, make a kit, stay informed. That was kind of
right.
The basic message there. Through our office, we decided that it was extremely important that businesses be ready. You know, we wanted to make sure that continuity of business is extremely important. And by the way, a focus that the department has taken is this isn't just about terrorist attacks.
Right.
We are well aware that, you know, a flood, a tornado, a hurricane, a power outage, you know, could, I mean, would at least temporarily take you out of business.
Well, look at what happened almost 2 years ago, the blackout in New England
exactly.
2003.
August 14th. Not that I remember dates, but yes, it was quite an impact. And look at the hurricanes just this past year in Florida.
Four of them hit Florida in a couple of months.
Exactly. So our feeling is that businesses, I mean, the word says it all. That, you know, businesses should be ready. People, the American public, should be ready. And by the way, we have both of those programs in Spanish. The word in Spanish for ready is listo. And so if you were to be a Spanish speaker and want to go to listo, listo.gov, you can see the same information in Spanish.
All right.
And so and by the way, in the future, we will have a ready for kids. And I think that will help close the loop. I really believe we don't believe things sometimes until we hear them three times.
Right.
So we heard them at first time. We're then hear them at business, not till our kids come home and say, hey, Mom, Dad, do we have a kit? Have we made a plan? What are we going to do if something happens? And maybe then, you know, people will sit up and listen.
You know, Al, I was just thinking about what we're going through right now, trying to get everybody ready for the next disaster, the next perhaps attack. And I was thinking back, you know, this is not all that different from World War II. I was a little kid in the 50s when we were worried about the atomic bomb. This is not all that different from what they used to teach us in school.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is it's not like this is new stuff you guys are inventing. You're just reminding us, and we're all becoming more aware of it, and I think that's a good thing.
Thank you very much. I think that is, again, so important in focusing on businesses. You know, there are some horrifying statistics of the probability of businesses failing after an event. And again,
Absolutely.
That event could be that hurricane or that tornado, or by the way, if your local city tears up your street in front of you and people can't get to you.
I've seen that happen.
I've seen that happen too.
Yeah.
So you know, the basic messages that we're trying to give people is to plan to stay in business. So just assume something were to happen, what would you do? Where would you, you know, what emergency supplies, what do you have, et cetera, to do it, to deal with. Secondly is talk to your employees. Make sure, you know, your employees in a small business are like your family. By the way, I'd like to think they're like your family in a big business, but in a small business in
they
particular,
really are.
They really are your
we
family.
We see all their faces every day, don't we?
Exactly, exactly. And then the third one is, you know, protect your investment. You know, even if you wanted to do this for, let's call it somewhat selfish reasons, you want to make sure that you can stay in business in the future. You
right.
want to be, you know, you want to make sure that your people can continue to make money. You want to make money. You know, you want to have people need jobs, and you want to serve your customers, you know.
Well, this is a good time for small business owners to sort of step back for a minute and just appreciate the impact that one business has on their communities. As you mentioned, the employees, the payroll for the employees, how that extends to the families and to the children, and the customers who rely on us, the local government organizations who rely on the taxes that are generated by our activity. I mean, the small businesses should realize, and I tell them this all the time, and we're so busy making payroll, we miss this sometimes, Al, but small businesses are extremely important, not only to the country, but to every little community.
Well, it is true. I know it's a sometimes overused term, but it's part, you know, you are the fabric, or you are part of the fabric that makes this country. Okay, and so, you know, and by the way, thank God, the good news is that small businesses are thriving in this country.
Right,
it's tough. It's a tough, you know, row to hoe, but they're thriving. And you know, when one of those businesses is hurt, when it's damaged, when it's put out of business, you know, that fabric gets worn, it gets threadbare, and it gets torn. And so
folks,
it is very important that they're ready to go.
Al, we got to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, let me say this. Go to ready.gov.
Right.
And that's where you can find out about how to model an emergency plan. You can find all that information there for your company. And that's at ready.gov. When we come back, I'm going to ask Al about some business opportunities with Homeland Security. Right after these messages, it's 10 till. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Al Martinez-Fonce is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a Special Assistant to the Secretary of U.S. Department of Homeland Security. He focuses on the private sector issue. He's in charge of the private sector division there at the Office of Homeland Security. And Al, before we get into the business opportunities that small businesses can have with the Homeland Security Department, talk to it. There is one story I wanted you to tell us. We like stories. And tell us about what happened, an example of that could be a good example for all of us of a business in the Punta Gorda area. Tell us that story.
Jim, you know, this is something we talked about during the break. Just made me think of this a gentleman by the name of Charles Brown, who is the president of Charlotte State Bank in Port Charlotte, Florida, right in the Punta Gorda area.
Right.
They were so well prepared.
By the way, Al, just to clear this up for folks, that was the place that got the direct hit from
right.
one of the hurricanes. I mean, it got basically blown away, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. And they had a plan. They had generators. they were able to not only keep going because they were able to keep, by the way, their ATMs were at
power
that nobody else had. They were able to take, they made sure they had a plan to make sure all their employees were safe and their families. You got to take care of family first. And then they were able to turn around to the community and say, how can we help you? And so instead of, you know, going to the to the police or the firemen or somebody, this bank, you know, for help, they went to them and said, hey, we are here to help you. We are here
they
to
support. They not only had their own cornflakes together, they went out and extended their resources to others.
Yep. And so that's just a, you know, that's
a
great example.
Story.
And that we did an ad about them in the on the Ready campaign for businesses, Ready for Business. So anyway, just a great story.
What if all of us developed a plan for that kind of an emergency, and we figured out a way to add at least a 10% extension of that plan to our neighbors? What if everybody did that?
Well, I think you know, just imagine how much stronger this country would be.
Yeah.
But again, going back to that fabric, think about your community. Think how much stronger you would have made your community if people had the ability to not just take care of themselves, but go out and help a few others.
That sounds like a campaign plan for the next politicians out there.
Yeah.
Don't you think so?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Next local politicians. Al, let's move over and talk a little bit about business now. Let's do some business. Many of my audience members will remember our good friend Governor Jim Gilmore, the former governor of Virginia, who's been a regular guest on the show for some time. And he is now, one of the things he's now doing is heading up a trade group called USA Secure. And he's been on the show many times before talking about this. And basically that trade group is helping small businesses, small and medium businesses, find business opportunities with Homeland Security. And I know you know Governor Gilmore.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. A fine gentleman, and have had the opportunity to meet with him personally on a number of occasions. We also, in the Department of Homeland Security, have an Office of Small and Disadvantaged Business Utilization. The head of it is a close friend, Kevin Boshears. He's within the procurement side.
Mm-hmm.
In my office, we are looking at strategic issues. You know, what are the things that could damage the economy? What are the, you know, what's the cost going to be, et cetera?
Right.
But on the hands-on doing business, Kevin Boshears is someone that, you know, small businesses wanting to do business with the department should know. And Kevin has a website, which if you go to that main website that we talked about, DHS.gov, if you enter /open for business, all run together.
Right.
You will find a lot of the information that is needed for doing business, a lot of the opportunities, areas where we are looking. And by the way, this isn't just buying paper clips, you know, and small items. This is a mm-hmm. big department with a $40 billion budget. We do a lot of procurement, but also, by the way, for entrepreneurs out there, we have some SBIRs, which are small business opportunities for people in high-tech type of businesses
right.
that have products that can help us detect and terrorism and deter it.
Right. Well, I'm glad to know that, and I know that you guys are also attending the business matchmaking events that the SBA has out there, where and I've been covering those quite a bit for the last couple of years. I want to thank you for that. Al, thank you for becoming a public servant. We need more people like Al Martinez-Fonts.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a great pleasure to be on your show, and I look forward to the next time.
We're going to do it, absolutely. Give us that website one more time.
We've got, I gave you two, DHS.gov and then ready.gov.
That's the one where you can find the plan. Thanks,
yes.
Al. We'll see
you
next time.
Thank you very much.
Al Martinez-Fonts, ladies and gentlemen, with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. He'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.